let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing some praises to our awesome God.
Singing praises to Jesus. We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible and Living Sound.
The learned counsel for the prosecution is indeed a scholar and cunning, but the prisoner by no means has admitted his guilt. Neither has the servant Saul of Tarsus proved the prisoner guilty. True, he spoke some clever words that most certainly did impress the spectators. Nevertheless, I am innocent of the charge of blasphemy.
Upon what basis do you claim innocence?
Upon what basis do you claim my guilt?
With His Highness' permission, I should like to call several wise and prudent men from various parts of the world to testify against my worthy opponent, Stephen.
The request is granted.
Will the men who agree to testify please take their places in the witness box? Your Highness, these men know scriptures. They know the fine points of law. They will, without a doubt, convict the prisoner. A quick verdict by you, Your Highness, and Stephen will be stoned to death within the hour.
You will be made a member of the Sanhedrin for your handling of this case.
Thank you, Your Highness. I see the four witnesses are ready. First, I shall call upon the student of scripture from... four of you. Your Highness, members of the Sanhedrin and good people of Israel, I call upon all of you to consider the excellent testimony of these four men. They have proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that Stephen is guilty of blasphemy. The four men spoke truth. Therefore, Your Highness, I request...
I myself agree to almost everything the four men said, even to the points of law. But every accused man is innocent until found guilty. Every accused man has the right to a fair and just trial.
All right, scribe.
Has the prisoner anything to say in defense of himself?
I do. The composite testimony of the four men amounted simply to the fact that Jesus of Nazareth did claim to be the Son of God. He was crucified, died, was buried, and resurrected the third day. He did ascend into heaven, leaving 11 disciples with the power to do great things in his name, even to the resurrection of the dead. Many others of his followers do mighty works. Their power comes from the Holy Spirit sent down upon them by Jesus.
You do mighty miracles, claiming to have power equal to God. That is blasphemy.
I do what I do in the name of Jesus, with power from the Holy Spirit. That is not blasphemy.
Jesus claimed to be God. You call upon his name.
The person Jesus is not on trial. I am. I am an ordinary person, claiming no more power of myself than any other man. I heard the voice of the Spirit speaking to my heart. I listened and accepted Jesus as my friend and Savior. All the wisdom, all the power that I have or ever shall have is a free gift from Jesus, born of love. He will do the same for you, Saul of Tarsus, and for everyone here, for everyone everywhere. All anyone need do is stop and listen. The Spirit will speak to your heart. Heed its pleadings, and you shall become a power and a glory to the God of heaven.
That was a convincing defense. What shall I do now?
Dismiss the court until morning. I shall have to prepare more evidence.
Scribe, dismiss the court till tomorrow.
Yes. The Roman authorities
court
are taken care of?
Yes, but it cost a lot of money this time. A whole lot. See me before you do anything else.
Yes, Your Highness.
See me, Your Highness?
Yes, Saul. You're acquainted with my father-in-law, Annas.
Oh, by sight and reputation. Greetings, Annas.
See, Annas, I told you people respect you more than they do me.
I respect age as well as position, Your Highness.
You have a ready answer for everything. You will go far, my boy.
His Highness and I have conferred and come to the conclusion that there is no refuting the clear, calm wisdom of Stephen. Yet we must make an example of him so that others will fear to adopt his belief.
Also, priestly hatred and godly indignation must have its revenge.
You are outspoken, young man.
To have people think so has its definite advantages, Annas.
Yes.
What would His Highness have me do to ensure Stephen is an example?
Get witnesses who will testify that they actually heard Stephen utter blasphemous words against God and the temple. Can you?
For money, I can get men who will testify to anything.
The temple treasury is at your disposal.
The witnesses will be in court tomorrow morning, Your Highness. Tell us exactly, word for word, what the prisoner said.
Well, sir, my wife and I were over at the marketplace getting...
This court is not interested in what you were doing. Just tell us what you heard the prisoner say.
He said... Now, these are his exact words. He said, Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy the temple and do away with all the customs and laws given by Moses unto Israel. That's what he said.
Nothing else?
Not that I heard, no, sir.
Thank you. You're excused. Next witness... I understand that you also heard Stephen the prisoner say something.
Oh, I've heard him say many things, sir. In fact, he continually speaks blasphemous words against the temple of God and his laws. Well, that's all he talks about.
You heard him?
Yes, sir.
Tell His Highness just what you heard the prisoner say.
Which time? There were lots of times I heard him.
Any of them. It doesn't make any difference.
He said that God does not dwell in the most holy place of the temple, but uses it as his footstool. The holy law was not given to Moses, but is merely a group of traditions put together by temple priests and rulers. And another time...
You have given sufficient evidence, thank you.
Saul, look at Stephen's face. It's bright like that of an angel. So bright it hurts my eyes to look at him.
We'll continue the Bible story tomorrow, and if you would like to have these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible in Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
Bible text I think is really great. I opened up Philippians and read 4:8. When my father lets me know the things that I should think about, ways will help me keep the devil out. Whatsoever things are true,
think on it.
Whatsoever things are honest,
think on it.
Whatsoever things are just and pure and lovely, think on thee. If it's got a good report,
think on it.
Any virtue, any praise, that's the place that Jesus wants your mind to be. Does your mind ever wander a lot more than it should, to places that are bad as well as places that are good? The Spirit wants to keep our hearts as pure as they can be. Open up Philippians and see.
Whatsoever things are true,
think on it.
Whatsoever things are honest,
think on it.
Whatsoever things are just and pure and lovely, think on these.
If it's got a good report, place that Jesus wants your mind to be. I'll be perfectly when my mind stays on thee.
Whatsoever things are true,
think on it.
Whatsoever things are honest,
what your mind to be. That's the place that Jesus wants your mind to be.
Mariam, did you come to visit your old grandmother?
Oh, Grandma, you're not old. You're just very mature.
Sounds like something your daddy would say. So tell me, sweet granddaughter, why did you come to sit on my porch on this lovely spring evening?
Actually, I'm here to talk to you about what it's like to be you. My teacher at school wants us to find some interesting characters in our town and ask them about life.
Well, I'm flattered to be considered interesting.
Okay, question one. What was your greatest achievement in life?
That's easy. My son, your daddy, he grew up to be a fine man.
Dad, he's your greatest achievement?
Yep, and fruit salad. People really like my fruit salad.
Fruit salad. Okay, question two. If you could live your life again, what would you do different?
That's a tough one. Probably some would say, I don't want to make the same mistakes. But it's our mistakes that teach us the most. So I wouldn't change that. And I'd spend more time praising and less time complaining.
What do you mean?
I'd spend more time thanking God for my blessings and less time complaining to Him about my problems. Most of our problems are the result of our making bad choices. So why complain to God because we messed up?
Thanks, Grandma. You know what? You are an interesting person.
Jesus wants to be our friend. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with Him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
boys and girls. This is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Chapter 4, SOS. I didn't know that much stuff could fit in there, Grandpa said as he watched the pile in Willie's lap growing higher. What are you looking for? Willie sighed. Oh, Grandpa, I was so sure Jesus had given me a good idea, but you don't have a flashlight. Willie's voice sounded almost like a wail. Sure, I have a flashlight. It's right here under the dash. With some effort, Grandpa reached under the dashboard and brought out the large green flashlight held there by a magnet. Now, what do you want this for? Grandpa asked. It's daylight out. But it won't be daylight tonight, Willie said, happily pushing the flash button on the flashlight. Did you forget, Grandpa? We know the Morse code. Grandpa slowly stroked his chin and said, Yes, I guess I did. You're right. Jesus did give you a good idea. I've been worrying about our headlights facing away from the road, and here you thought of the flashlight. Good thinking. I thought of using the horn to get someone's attention, but I tried it, and it doesn't work. Willie held up his hand. Listen, Grandpa, he said in a whisper. Hear that? Off in the distance, they could hear the sound of a motor. One thing for sure, Grandpa said, they won't be driving on that road above. That landslide must have made a huge mess of the road. During the afternoon, Willie and Grandpa talked quietly. Both were waiting for the sun to go down so they could send light signals. Two more times, they heard motors in the distance. Willie noticed one motor getting louder. He and Grandpa looked at each other as the sound became a roar. Grandpa's eyebrows went up. His eyes were wide open. Willie's heart beat a little faster. Through the trees, he could see a small plane coming toward them. His hands curled into fists. His muscles tightened. Please, Jesus, he prayed, make them see us. The plane came nearer. It passed directly over the car. Then he and Grandpa watched it disappear. Willie had to fight to keep from crying. Finally, Grandpa spoke up again. Say, did you see a big safety pin in that glove compartment? I sure could use one. Willie noticed that Grandpa still cradled his left arm. I don't remember, Willie said as he opened it up and began to pull the paper and maps out again. Here's one, he said, holding it out to Grandpa. What are you going to do with it? You'll have to do it for me, Grandpa said. Can you manage to pin the cuff of my sleeve to my shirt pocket? Pin it here where I'm holding it. It'll make sort of a sling. Then my arm won't hurt so much. Ah, that's much better. Dear Jesus, Willie prayed in his thoughts, we do need to be rescued. I'll send the signals when it gets dark. Won't you please send someone to see them? Willie picked up his water bottle and took a sip. Grandpa looked at him with concern. Willie, Grandpa said slowly, better take it easy on the water. It's all we've got. We might need some for tomorrow, if no one comes. If only I could climb down out of this car and out of the tree, Willie said. I could get us some water. It's not far. I can hear the river. Oh, Grandpa, if only I could walk. Well, boy, Grandpa said, your legs may not work, but your brain sure does. And with Jesus helping, there'll be no stopping you. Now, don't you worry. We just need to be careful with our food and water, just in case. About the time the first stars came out, Willie began to feel a sense of excitement. What message should I send? He asked himself. Oh, yeah, SOS. That's the distress signal. Let's see. Three dots, three dashes, three dots. Three short flashes, three long flashes, three short flashes. That won't be too hard. Well, it looks like it's dark enough now, don't you think? Grandpa said at last. Let's pray first. Okay, Willie said. I'll do it. Dear Jesus, we're going to do our part now. Will you please send someone to look this way and find us? Thank you for being here with us. Amen. Amen, Grandpa added. Then he reached awkwardly to the left side of the dashboard with his right hand and turned on the car lights. Only one light came on. It lighted up the tree trunk right in front of them, making eerie shadows in the branches. Willie held the flashlight out the window, pointing it up the hill behind them. His thumb on the flasher button, he sent, dit 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 da, dit dit dit, dit 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 da, dit dit dit. He flashed the SOS about 20 times. Please, Jesus, he prayed silently, let someone see it. Please, Jesus. He strained his ears to hear sounds, any sounds that might mean rescue. Once he thought he heard a motor. After a brief rest for his thumb, he started sending the message again. Then he heard a car horn. It sounded far away, but it kept up. Suddenly, Willie grabbed for the pencil and paper in the glove compartment. R.U., he wrote. The horn stopped a moment. Willie stared at the paper. He soon realized he had heard only the last part of the message. When it began again, Willie was ready to copy all the sounds. His hand shook, and his breath came in short puffs as he heard, "Dit-da, dit-dit-dit-dit, da, dit-da, dit-dit-dit-da." And he copied, "W-H-O-R-U." The story you have heard today is a chapter of The Shoebox Kids, Book 8, The Rock Slide Rescue, written by Sandy Zaug, edited and created by Jerry D. Thomas, and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. The children come, please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.